Now, from WSSN Radio, this is the Sonic Scene Evening Edition. We are following breaking news in TSSC Sonic Scene. There is a possibility of a Sonic Team announcement coming very soon. We'll have the details and give you some input on what fans want. And you won't believe that Bernie Stolar is working now. That and more now. Good day, friends. I'm Tristan Resnin here at WSSN. We're glad to be here. I'd like to thank AJ for letting us come over here. I want to explain the basic format of this newscast. It's going to be more of a news talk format rather than a hard news format. We are still going to report the news, but we might have some comments in there, some editorial comments. And then we're going to end the newscast with something a little different to keep in with the somewhat humorous theme of SegaSonic.net. We're going to have news that didn't quite make the front page, something funny. It'll give you a humorous feeling. But we gotta go to our top story. It is breaking news. The Sonic Team is announcing something soon. This says IGN Dreamcast. They said that it will make Sonic fans and Sega fans worldwide very happy. Now, a lot of people want Sonic Adventure 2 to be announced, so we went to the DC Tech pages. And they are back up, and we'll explain why they were down for a while in just a moment. But Doral, Gordon Vink, his real name of the DC Tech pages, he runs it, he posted his thoughts first. He wants to get rid of the boring adventure aspect. He wants to get rid of other playable characters. He wants 20 levels. He wants world rankings again. He wants online contests as well. Let's get rid of the Chao. As you know, the Chao were the A-Life objects in Sonic Adventure. And he wants to keep the graphics engine the same. Stormfan disagrees with Doral. He wants more screen time for Amy. Jedi Master says he was happy and disappointed with Sonic Adventure. Quote, the 3D graphics and gameplay were outstanding, but the game was sickeningly easy, with pretty much no enemies gracing a lot of the levels, or just really stupid enemies. Naga needs to bring back the Aquatic Zone, needs to make a real casino board a la Sonic 2. Chumsgum says he thinks it's too early for a Sonic Adventure sequel. Quote, Sega burned me out on Sonic during the 16-bit era, when it's released on a new, or should I say, rehash Sonic game every year. I hope Sega doesn't do the same with Sonic on the Dreamcast. Sonica says that his main wish for Sonic Adventure 2 is for it to be Sonic 3 in 3D. Anthony wants the poly count increased to 2 million polygons per second, which we believe is what Shenmue is running at, the new RPG app just out in Japan. And Inferno wants Knights 2. What about me? What do I want in Sonic Adventure 2? Well, let me tell you. First, you really have to up the polygon count. We know the Dreamcast is capable of at least 2 million polygons per second, as we saw with Shenmue. The original Sonic Adventure was only 300,000 polys per second. Soul Calibur, which is a highly hailed Dreamcast game, was 600,000. So, we need to maybe at least quadruple the current amount of Sonic Adventure to about 1.2 million polygons per second, and I think we'll be fine. Of course, we would have all the effects turned on, of course. Also, some extras. We need a lot more extras. Sonic Adventure, in my humble opinion, was like the only real game that combined action-adventure, RPG, driving, and fishing all into one. It was a pretty interesting concept. Of course, only from the Sonic Team, they would only think up of things like this. But we need to focus more on the action-adventure aspect, much like Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 and Sonic 3 and Knuckles did. As for other extras, what I feel would be great, if there were enough room left on the GD-ROM drive, is maybe throw in an original 2D Sonic game, or maybe even a 3D Sonic game if they can do such a thing. I believe that would be really helpful in boosting sales, especially for those who really don't have Genesis systems, or threw out their old Saturn with Sonic Jam for the new Dreamcast. Do I think we need to introduce new characters? No. Do I think we need to throw out characters? No. I think we should keep the cast the same. Do I think time elements should be involved? Possibly. It depends. Sonic Adventure was an excellent game. It really kind of implemented time-related events. Station Square, you could argue, was a present form. The Ancient Ruins and the Lost World was more of a past, and the Egg Viper and the ship was more of a futuristic adventure stage. So, that's what I feel. Would you like to comment on this? Well, you can email me at sonic@sega-zone.com. We have some other Sonic Adventure news. It's about a Millennium download. Some will argue that the Millennium actually begins in 2001, as they do on the Sonic Adventure Online website. But who cares? They got a download of. It's around 60 blocks for the VMU, and it places a giant gold ring in Station Square and two action stages. When you come near those rings, they will play the Palm Tree Panic theme from Sonic CD. And get this, isn't the American version either. Oh no, this is the pure Japanese-European themes we have been longing to hear for a very long time. Goes from present, good future, bad future, it's all in there. But now, one has to wonder if there's any more secret music in there. In Christmas, we had the Knights a cappella version of Dreams, Dreams. There's some other news to report tonight. Of course, we have the Y2K coverage. No cities fell, no nukes exploded. There were some problems, though. As we know, TSSA at sonic.segazone.com was down for 6 hours. That was planned in case something did happen. We are back up now, though. Also, various message boards that are running on server.com went down for a period of several days. We have reason to believe that may be a Y2K problem, but this only affected some message boards. In particular, the Sonic HQ message board went AWOL for a while. Also, Easy Board users, this applies for Sonic Team Junior and the Sonic Saga, they had a planned disruption of service for Y2K as well. They are back up. Perhaps the most major one was the DC Tech pages. They were down for 3 days because the Ultimate Bulletin Board they were using was not Y2K compliant. They are back up now, thankfully. Some other minor little problems on Shanit Shah's message board. It is incorrectly displaying the date as 10, possibly making us think the year is either 1900 or 19,100. There are some good events, too. We had the Keep On Party on SegaSonic.net. We were talking about the Sonic Doom series, AJ Frieda's project for the SRB series. And that series might be going to another source port of Doom. Or some Pokemon parodies. We made up some fake names. WSSN Radio, of course. And the State of the Dreamcast. I had to say that almost everyone that responded to my question thought that the PlayStation 2 should not have a big impact on the DC. Neon Chaos, my helper at the Sonic scene, opened his new site, Total Neon Network, or as I like to call it, TNN. There's music present, there's a lot of downloadable goodies, merchandise information, stores, a store. There's basics to get you started on making your Sonic website and the internet in general. So go check that out at neon.segazone.com. That concludes our Y2K coverage overall. Nothing really major happened. The internet wasn't down, but some independent sites were. Stoller is now at Mattel. Daily Radar reported this. Here's the article. Quote, former president and chief operating officer of Sega of America, Bernard Stoller, has been named president of Mattel's interactive division. Stoller, controversial because of his outspokenness, was ousted by Sega just before the company launched the Dreamcast in September. The Wall Street Journal reports that Stoller will supervise more than 2,000 employees and annual revenue of some $1 billion. He'll work in Nevada, California, and report directly to Chief Executive Jill Barad. Mattel Interactive is attempting to reposition itself as a family products concern, emphasizing interactive games, software, and internet businesses. A Sonic Team Junior is going over a little shakeup. AJ Hirata took a vacation for an undisclosed amount of time because of a shakeup between programming. He says that stealth programming, which is now official, it was already decided, and he welcomed it. He didn't want to slave over code. He did not know C. As you know, SRB2 Xmas version 0.9 didn't receive that much of a huge impact on the Sonic community. Sonic Crew says that a 1.0 will be out soon with many additional features. That's the Sonic news for this week. Now, news that didn't quite make the headlines. In South America, a guy who claimed he could walk on hot coals, well, he couldn't. Here's how it was proven. There were hot coals, but he walked on them with Christmas lights under them. So when he touched on a bare socket, meaning there was no light under it, he was electrocuted. A guy thought he was in pain, got some water, doused it on him, and killed him instantly. So friends, that just shows you, do not use that in the summer to impress your friends. That is your news here on the Sonic Scene. We will return next week with all of the latest Sonic news. So, we'll see you back here at 6 and 10 p.m. Eastern, Fridays, on WSSM.